USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Diminishing winds and rising humidity helped firefighters battling deadly blazes in Oregon and California, but with dozens of people still missing, authorities in both states fear that the receding flames could reveal many more dead across the blackened landscape. Oregon's emergency management director still says officials are preparing for a possible mass fatality event, and the state's fire marshal was abruptly placed on administrative leave. In California, smoke that painted the skies orange also helped corral the state's deadliest blaze of the year. The smoke helped block the sun, reducing temperatures and raising humidity. 9 people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead in California since lightning-caused fires that started weeks ago fused into a monster blaze that largely destroyed Berry Creek, a tiny hamlet in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
President Donald Trump presented the Congressional Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne for his heroics in a 2015 daring raid that rescued 75 ISIS hostages from a prison in northern Iraq, with Trump praising him as one of the bravest men anywhere in the world. Trump hailed Payne's heroic, selfless actions that led to 20 ISIS terrorists being killed and the saving of 75 of the captives. Payne, age 36, is the first living member of the Delta Force to receive the Medal of Honor, the highest decoration a member of the military can be given. Nearly 10,000 North Carolinians had their mail-in ballots accepted during the first week of voting in the United States, according to data released by the State Board of Elections. Of the ballots returned so far, 6,155 are from Democrats, compared to only 1,248 from Republicans. More than 750,000 absentee ballots have been requested so far, with Democrats accounting for 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A number of gym owners in San Francisco are outraged after learning that gyms in government buildings in Nancy Pelosi's district have been open for weeks for police officers and city employees despite the coronavirus pandemic. The city of San Francisco is not expected to allow private gyms to reopen for workouts until the end of September. A local owner said it's just demonstrating that there seems to be a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and the regular residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. One city public safety building recorded 468 gym visits in just one day, according to records the San Francisco Police Department shared online. A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible. But the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.